The pandemic has affected every person's life, but there is consensus that communities of color, especially Black and Hispanic communities, have been affected the most, and that includes how many residents have died of COVID-19. However, in Massachusetts, the data to prove that is hard to pin down. Advocates say it's important to work on reducing health disparities regardless. New England Public Media's Karen Brown has more.
If you look at the state of Massachusetts COVID dashboard and click on the race and ethnicity tab, you could get the impression people of color have died in lower numbers than one might expect given the population. By April 2021, Black residents made up 6.5% of deaths in the state, which is a bit less than the percentage of Black people in the population. Hispanic residents made up 8.5% of deaths, compared to 12% of the population. But analyst Abby Royce of the UMass Donahue Institute says these numbers don't tell the whole story.
That's because white people are older than the Hispanic or Latino population, which is very, very young. So it's kind of not a super accurate way of looking at deaths.
Older people are more likely to die of COVID, whatever their race. So to better compare different groups, Royce and her colleagues crunched the numbers again and adjusted for age.
And from there, we were able to see just a skyrocket in rates for the Black and Hispanic or Latino populations who died of COVID-19. The white rate actually decreased when you adjust for age.
Researchers found that Black and Hispanic residents died at more than three times the rate of white people. And since that could no longer be explained by age,
what that instead indicates is that they're dying because they have other comorbidities or their conditions are just really, you know, crappy, be it housing, where they're working.
But those numbers are averaged across the state. Royce says she does not know whether disparities are worse in some regions compared to others, because the state doesn't break down numbers that way. The state health department declined comment for this story.
I feel frustrated, yeah. We were hoping that by this point we would be getting death data by city and town, by race.
Some individual cities, however, do report deaths by race. Springfield, for example. But Springfield's numbers don't show many disparities in the approximately 240 deaths so far. According to a recent city count, 41% of deaths were white people, which is actually higher than their share of the population. And Black and Hispanic deaths account for about 22 and 34% of all deaths in Springfield, which is similar to their share of the population. However, those numbers would likely change if age were accounted for. City Health Director Helen Calton Harris said she hadn't considered that.
I mean, that could potentially be. I would have to go back and look at the race and the age.
Calton Harris says Springfield has hired an outside agency to pore over the numbers further. Many other Western Massachusetts cities don't post the data by race at all. Calton Harris cautions, however, that focusing too much on numbers, be it COVID infections or deaths, misses some key ways disparities show up.
Housing, food insecurity, jobs, living wages. The raw numbers give us some guidance as far as the impact is concerned. But that for me is like putting a pebble in the middle of a pond. The ripples are really what is devastating.
Tanisha Arena, director of the Springfield organization Arise for Social Justice, hasn't been following the data either. She's been watching COVID up close. She says three of her seven staff members have gotten the virus, and they were all people of color. But she says racial and economic disparities are hardly new, starting with the types of jobs people have.
The gas station attendant, the person that works at Walmart, the one in the grocery store, folks in the hospital, not just the nurses and the doctors, but housekeeping. The rates of exposure are higher in those spaces, and it's like, who does that work?
She says people of color in Springfield are also more likely to be homeless or live in crowded housing, which are risk factors for getting COVID. And they also have higher rates of asthma.
It showed the ugly truth. And I think the pandemic is showing the depth and breadth of the disparity and the amount of work that has to be done.
Community leaders and analysts are now watching to see whether the vaccine rollout does a better job at reaching communities of color. Abby Royce of the Donahue Institute says the state does a much better job of tracking vaccination data by race.
You can get down to the zip code or the city and town level. You can get the race. You can get age. It's really good data. And it's what we were wanting this whole time for cases and for deaths.
Royce hasn't crunched the vaccine data, but a recent state update does show significant racial disparity in Western Massachusetts, particularly for Hispanic residents. and Hamden County, the region's most diverse county, continues to trail the rest of the state in the percentage of people who are vaccinated. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.